If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Okay, so you're like, what is this insane asylum? Well, first of all, I didn't name it, so I'd have never done that. But it doesn't matter, because now it's been a long, long time that I've done the insane asylum. So it's it sticks, you know, that's branding. Stick with it. Stick with what you got. Anyway, that is a show that I do on Northern Michigan's Q100, which is heard all over Northern Michigan. And, well, it is. Whew, tell you what, the coveted midnight to 2 a.m. spot on Sunday mornings. That's right. So anyway, my show, I make it right here in my studio. And basically, I have you, the audience, help me curate the music. You might see from time to time, I'm asking for suggestions on my Facebook page. And then, you know, I put it together and it's a lot of fun and I love it. So what I have here for you is a free view of a couple of the segments. It's an 8-segment show that runs for 2 hours on the radio station. I make the full show available before it even airs and without commercial interruption on my Patreon, part of the programming on Patreon that I have, Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's just part of it. Sign up. You get that show and all the other stuff that I put up there. It's hours and hours of content each and every week. I put my heart and soul into it. And the cost is $5 or $10 a month to get the Patreon. And basically, it helps keep the lights on. So thank you so much if you've contributed in the past to the Patreon or you're thinking about signing up again. And you guys are just excellent. Thank you so much for being part of it. And enjoy the free view of the Insane Asylum. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane.
Yeah, well, there's not a sixth grader in the world that I can't beat up.
On Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped?
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to. An accident.
Show number 131 is underway, setting the stage at the end of this segment. It's JC's rebuttal from last week's JC's Tales from the Road, the Supertramp incident, Adam's oddity at the beginning of segment number 2, and another edition of JC's Tales from the Road at the end of segment number 3. As usual, plenty of help curating the music on this week, or on every week on this show. And for quite some time, I've been getting suggestions about Joe Bonamassa. You know, I regret not doing this sooner. Blue and Evil, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll. We'll be right back.
to break away. Between the truth and the stones lies reciprocity. A new day brings a rising, but now I get me reach out. Oblivion evil. Gotta make a wreck of me. Oblivion evil. Oh, so I take a drink.
American exit to the north. You meet them hunger at night, then they run to the door. You know you probably cry like Caesar's son when you pan. It's not your place, it's another town. With basic pity, I'm up then, baby, I'm down. You watch a boat arrive and you bang, and watch it drown. My last dance, they keep
Godsmack's Crying Like a Bitch. Part of the Insane Asylum on Q100. The only place for rock and roll. Save your complaints. We're in safe harbor. We could do whatever we want from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. So stick it. Anyway, JC's rebuttal from the Supertramp incident. As you know, I told you that last week, if you were to listen to a vinyl copy of Supertramp's album that featured the song that we played last week, I can't even remember. If you listen all the way to the start of the next song, you'll hear a fart. JC did that when the band wasn't looking. He farted on the mic, and it made it to the album. JC writes, Supertramp, oh my God. This is why I ended up buying Rolling Stone magazine, so I never had to take a bleep assignment like this again. John did it to torture me. I was completely hammered the whole time. It was one of the engineer's faults. He followed me around for 2 days, recording me vomiting, farting, cursing, you name it. They were thinking of making a montage, something like Dark Side of the Moon, but the band cut that. They just missed the fart. Screw them. Sign, JC, owner, vice president of programming, Blarney Stone Broadcasting, Inc. Wow! To double down on the infamous Supertramp fart incident is incredible. And I think he might even have written that sober. We have Adam's Oddity coming up next. Adam sends along one from Budgie. I was like, what is this? Welsh heavy metal band Budgie. The album came out in 1971. The first cut on side one is Guts. That'll be Adam's Oddity next. Part of the Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll. Hey friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
He was a hit back in the day on a show called Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Hey, hot voice, quit sounding like you're disgusted.
It's so hard to live in the past.
Shut up.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane on Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
You got me out on a limb, and I am fine.
Asylum, part of Q100, the only place for rock and roll at 94.5, 100.3, and 106.3, and worldwide at Q100-FM.com. That's Come Together, as you know, performed by Gary Clark Jr. and Junkie XL. My pal Kate in New Jersey suggested that one. All right. Also, Guns N' Roses is a song called Hard School. They spell it S-K-O-O-L. Which is stupid. More coming up, including a song by Cinderella called Night Songs. And that is going to lead us to JC's Tales from the Road. This might be one of the most outrageous adventures that I've heard come out of JC's mouth. He just called me in the middle of the night again, drunk and stoned, and dished this one. Believe it or not, former Andy Griffith star comedian Don Knotts was his wingman at a Cinderella show in 1989. Not a lot of people know this, but Don Knotts was a big fan of hair bands. Well, you're not going to believe what happened to Don Knotts in the infamous Tom Kiefer Don Knotts incident. I will break that down at the end of the next segment, part of JC's Tales from the Road. We'll kick it off with Van Halen, a song called Don't Tell Me What Love Can Do, and we'll do a short one, one of those ridiculous White Stripes songs that's like a minute 40, called Fell in Love with a Girl, all part of the next segment on the Insane Asylum, part of Q100, the only place for rock and roll.